Another example is if you put an object in motion, it helps very much if you want to switch that object. An object moving from say left to right rapidly, the audience catches on to the movement of that, latches on to the momentum of the object with their eyes, follows it through, and if you happen to switch it midway, they tend not to notice it. And a good example of that is a performance that we did on the David Letterman show, where we wanted to switch his watch for a duplicate watch, and I held it in my hands and was just sort of noodling with the watch. Penn reached up and hastily grabbed it from me and threw it into the air so that the watch acquired a movement that caught your eye. Now, of course, when Penn grabbed it from me, who knows if it was the same watch? The idea that the quickness of the hand has anything to do with deceiving an audience is pure bunk. What deceives the audience is naturalness. If you move rapidly, they'll pay attention to it. So you can try to do a secret move on stage, and if you move lightning fast, everyone's eyes will be focused right on what you're doing. If you take your time and lead them to be thinking about something else at the moment that you want to do a secret move, you're all set.